Welcome to the November 2013 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published since 1935 in Dublin, New Hampshire. Something about New England humor. Some say there's no such thing as pure regional humor. Possibly. Except in New England, that is. E.B. White once wrote that, quote, humor can be dissected as a frog can, but the thing dies in the process, and the innards are discouraging to any but the purest scientific minds, unquote. My feeling is that the humor that occurs unconsciously may well be the best insight into the nature of a region's humor. If a person isn't intending to be funny, then there are no perceived notions influencing that person's ability to be funny. Like most all spoken humor, unconscious humor requires the participation of at least two people, one to be funny and the other to think it's funny. For example, an undertaker friend and neighbor of my sister told her of the time he was summoned by a farmer living up in the hills of Albany, Vermont. That's incidentally where my sister and her husband live also. He told the undertaker to please come and pick up the body of his wife. When the undertaker arrived at the farm after a rough drive up a winding dirt road, he was met by the farmer outside the front door of the house. "She ain't dead yet," he said, "but you can come in and wait if you want to." Now, the farmer was simply being practical, so practical as to be, well, funny, to at least the undertaker and to my sister and, oh yeah, and to me too. As another example of raw, unconscious, New England humor, consider this story that the late Bill Conklin, a writer for Yankee Magazine of Walpole, New Hampshire, swore to me occurred precisely as follows. And this is quoting him. At an old barn on a back road in New Hampshire, my wife and I came upon an antiques and collectibles sign that led us into the barn and the presence of one of those Yankee proprietors right out of, he says, Bert and I. I at once spotted a curious contraption, a rectangular pine platform mounted on four short legs. One end of it held a wooden upright with a hole cut out of the middle, exactly resembling a miniature stock for punishing, say, a midget of the old New England days. On inquiring about its purpose and waiting a long minute while apparently the proprietor decided if he was going to tell me or not, there finally came a muttered, "That's a goat milking stand." Bill Conklin talking. To me, the newly transplanted from the so-called flatlands had seemed like a marvelous piece of folk art. "Look at that," I explained to my wife. "You could use it for a planter or a coffee table or simply to display things." The silence was palpable. Then the flat naval voice came from behind us where the proprietor stood. "You could use it," he said, "to milk a goat." Professor Edward Ives of the University of Maine, who studied New England humor for many years, once said it's difficult to specifically define New England humor as something that is found only in New England. Well, I'll admit you might find something similar to the goat milking stand story somewhere else, but I truly doubt it could have happened anywhere else in the country but here in New England.